CJSF.ca.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Atta girl, turn out the bingo, and the boys are getting stinkle. We think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tinkle, when our eyes begin to twinkle, and we think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night. With Irish Jim O'Connell there and Scotty Jack McDonnell, there's hunky Frederick Herzl getting tight, but that's all right. There's happy German Fritzy there with Frenchie getting tipsy, and even Joe the Gypsy knows it's Saturday tonight. Now and Marianne and Mabel come to join us at the table and tell us how the bingo went tonight. We'll look a fright that if they won the money, we'll be laughing up the honey boys, cause everything is funny for it's Saturday tonight. Yeah, the girls are out to bingo and the boys are getting stinkle. We think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tinkle when our eyes begin to twinkle, and we think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night. Everything is wonderful tonight. We had a good fight. We ate the dilly pickle and we forgot about the nickel. And everybody's tickled for it's Saturday tonight. The songs that we'll be singing, they might be wrong, but they'll be ringing. And all the lights of town are shining bright and we're all tight. We'll get to work on Monday, but tomorrow's only Sunday. And we're out to have a fun day for it's Saturday tonight. Girls are out the bingo and the boys are getting stinkle. We think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tinkle when our eyes begin to twinkle, and we think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night. We think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night.
Hey, hey, 2-2, Julian Taylor here. You're listening to The Jukebox. That was Sudbury Saturday Night by the legendary Stompin' Tom Connors. It was released and recorded in 1967. It's about the social lives of hard rock miners in Sudbury. And get this, it was actually written during a performance of his in Sudbury. Imagine writing that song while you're in the middle of a show. We have some music coming up from a group that was nominated for Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year a couple years back at the Juno Awards, and they are from Nunavut. And they sing some amazing music. It's like modern meets traditional. And they are called the Jerry Cans. They're coming up very soon, right after Grateful Dead and their only top 10 hit throughout their entire career from 1987's In the Dark. We're going to play Touch of Grey. And we also have music from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. They got together, formed the band as a tribute to an artist by the name of Willie P. Bennett. He's a songwriter from Canada whose work is very underrated, but they've brought some more attention to it. Colin Linden, Stephen Fearing, Tom Wilson. And that's all they were supposed to do with that project, but the project blew up and they've been making music ever since. We're going to play something from their 2008 release called Swinging from the Chains of Love. But first, let's get to brand new music from West Coaster Brett Kissel. He was just nominated for a Juno for Country Artist of the Year at this year's Junos, which took place in Vancouver. And here's his brand new song called Cowboys and Dreamers right here on the Jukebox.
Another night, another town, another cloud of dust. Tail lights fading out, lighting up above. Getting going for the break of dawn, that's how it's meant to be for cowboys and dreamers like me. Yeah.
chasing down things that I ain't done yet. That's how it is with wild and free, yeah. Cowboys and dreamers like me.
Some you win, some you lose, some you just break even. Before you're kicking off your boots, yeah, you're already leaving. Your heart will stay, but you roll away. Boys and dreamers like me.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
So phony. Tilu nulu ilaniku luna tini ninga mau kacak cuci yeah ninga mau kacak cuci yeah kalia liak cugu kanwingi rumahku luna suni kulumik neima kacan yerwi Do sikumi sukaliu i halu lawi tugu ninga ma luami kugu ninga ma yu tika tikinda si kalaku kaki baksi buka kanwe changi tugu
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Standing on the water, casting your bread. Sailing into the mist, you were born with a snake in both of your fists while a hurricane was blowing. Freedom just around the corner for you, but with
There you have Bob Dylan from Infidels, released in 1983 in the song Joker Man. Bob Dylan's popularity has soared since the release of A Complete Unknown, the biopic on the singer-songwriter. It's a great movie. I've checked it out. Oh, guess what? Cool thing about Joker Man. Imagine these people were in your band. Mark Knopfler on guitar, Mick Taylor from the Stones also on guitar, and Sly and Robbie on bass and drums. That's who's playing on Joker Man. That's a band. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. I would like to introduce a good friend of mine and the featured artist of this week's particular episode, James Keelahan, Juno Award-winning singer-songwriter and nominee. And we're going to play a song called Cold Missouri Waters. It's a song that was inspired by the Mann Gulch fire on August 5th in 1949, which happened at Gate of the Mountain Wilderness in Montana, where 13 out of 15 firefighters lost their lives. Here's James Keelahan on The Jukebox.
And you know that it's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, I can't read it. I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mention it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri water. August 49, North Montana. The hottest day on record, and the forest tender dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared.